And good evening and welcome to True Blues Radio on this very cool and breezy Tuesday evening here, operating from the Prang Creed Club. We're coming to you via SoundCloud and, of course, our producer. Many thanks to Mike Costello as well for putting these broadcasts together, and he'll be with us right throughout the whole entire 14-15 cricket season. Tonight's all about what's coming up and what's ahead for the True Blues. Round one commences in, well, just under 4 days' time. Can you believe it, that a lot of water has passed under the bridge, and here we are talking about the new season already. Alongside of me is Rhys Adams, who missed the entire 13-14 season, and he's back with us. He's really ready and firing, and can't wait to get out there. And great to have you on board, Rhys, as well with True Blues Radio.
Thank you very much, Darby, and it's actually kind of nice to be sitting here in a Paran uniform rather than just shorts and a T-shirt as a spectator. And I'll be ready to go. Managed to play a couple of pre-season practice games in Hobart with the senior squad and feel ready to go. And it's really exciting to be part of the radio show as well as back being part of the club as a player.
Before we cover some of the new faces and have a look at the games coming up on the weekend, how hard was it to sit out the entire season, Rhys, after finishing on such a high the season before with 48 wickets and also featuring in the Premier Cricket Team of the Year?
Initially, it was really hard. When I went down, it was only a week before the first game, and I had a really good pre-season leading up to it. I was hoping to build on the year before. So initially, it was quite hard, but managed to stay involved with the club through some coaching roles and working with Andrew and the senior squad last year. And during the games, you know, I was trying to make myself known, but it's kind of difficult because you're not part of the playing squad, and it's kind of difficult to stay involved. But it's a very welcoming club, and, you know, on a Thursday night I was still coming down for dinners because, you know, I am mates with a lot of the players and the senior squad as well.
Yeah, well, I must say it's great to have you back, and great to see you out there as well. I've watched a couple of training sessions already and a couple of practice games as well, and well, there's no better man for the job than our own Rhys Adams, and he is really fit and firing and ready to go. Let's first of all have a look at this coaching team that we've put together at Toorak Park this season, headed by Peter DiVenuto. Rhys?
Yeah, Peter's come on board this year. He was working under Andrew last year as an assistant coach, and it gave him a good opportunity to see the playing group and to work out how to take the club to the next level. We've been fortunate enough to be joined by David Hemp. Hempy's been a first-class cricketer for the last 15, 20 years, and he's made over 15,000 first-class runs for Bermuda, Glamorgan and Warwickshire. So David brings a wealth of experience to the club as a batsman, and he's also going to be playing as a top-order batsman. So we're looking forward to see what Hempy can bring. We're also being looked after from James Miller from the bowling perspective, and I'll be working with alongside James, passing on what we know as bowlers, but James being the current Ryder medalist, he's got a huge amounts of experience to pass on to the bowling group. And from there, we've still got Sam Coates and Bryce McGain still part of the coaching and the leadership group. And, you know, Sam and Bryce both have played high-level cricket for a long time, and Bryce is obviously an Australian cricketer, so the spin group have been under his control for the last few years, and we're expecting bigger and better things from them.
And not forgetting your good self, Rhys, you were also added to the coaching squad this season, also as a bowling coach alongside James Miller.
I think it was just my way of trying to get some sort of, you know, free dinner on a Thursday night, potentially.
I know you really enjoy the teaching side of it and instructing. I know it is inbred. You are a school teacher by trade and you love that. And I've seen you work in action. I've worked alongside of you. And I wish you all the very best as well moving forward. Now, out of that squad, including Mike Jones, who is the new ladies coach, look after the two Paran ladies teams throughout the season. Five level three coaches, unbelievable.
Yeah, I think it's a bit unprecedented around Premier Cricket. You tend to have one or two that might be the senior coaches, but to have five is exceptional for the club to build on. And with such a young squad, you know, it was one of the reasons I put my hand up to be coach when Peter asked me, was because we do have such a big young group. And at the moment, we just had six representatives up in Baruga working with the Vic 17. So to work with some of those players, and, you know, it's really good for my development as a coach, as well as just being around a group that has so much talent. So it's very exciting to have such a wealth of experience.
All right, let's have a look at some of these new faces that we're here to talk about. Round one coming up on Saturday, of course, and we'll cover those games very shortly in Premier Cricket across the weekend, both Saturday and, of course, Sunday for the inaugural ladies teams as well that will venture onto Toorak Park and Reggetti Oval, respectively. James Atkinson from Hong Kong.
Yeah, well, James is yet to arrive. He's due to arrive very, very shortly, but he's a Hong Kong international cricketer who's a top-order batsman.
He's their skipper as well.
That's correct. And he's also played some first-class cricket at Durham and Warwickshire in the English County League. So he's a very talented player, and he's still only quite young. He's only a 24-year-old, and he's looking to find some experience out in Melbourne.
All right, James Billington.
James is a private school boy at Scotch College, and he's from Shepparton, so he's a country boy who hits the ball extremely hard. But he's another one of the junior players who was up in Baruga over the week and scored a couple of handy knocks playing for the Victorian countryside.
Nick Blaish was a young man that we saw a little bit of last season, but he seems to be hitting the ball pretty well, and he seems like he's going to be a good long-term prospect.
Yeah, I was fortunate enough to coach Nick in the Inner South East Scorpions under-18 side 2 years ago, and he stood out as a leader for myself and Dale Christie, who was a dual coach with me. But left-hand bat bowls really good medium paces, and we're hoping that he can take a next step, being at the club for the second and third year, and he's a big, strong, strapping 19-year-old.
All right, Jeremy Devlin from Oakley.
Yeah, Jeremy, the connection through Oakley is, of course, ex-Pro-Am player Brennan McGuinness, who has given really good raps to both Jeremy and Sam Jones, and we'll speak about Sam in a moment. But Jeremy's a right-arm fast bowler, and he came down to Hobart as part of the senior squad and showed a lot of consistency with the ball. But I think it was his intensity in the field and his quickness over the ground that really stood out. And he fit in extremely well with the group, and Brendan's given him big raps, so we're hoping Jeremy can play a big part of the bowling group this year.
Speaking of Sam Jones and Hobart, it was a good mix because Sam scored three figures there.
That's correct. That's correct. He opened the batting in the one day on the Sunday against the Premier side in Hobart and walked off 124 runs later and hit him to all parts of the ground. He's a lovely striker of the ball and did it without really raising a sweat. It was fantastic innings.
What about Ryan Hartley and Travis Jackson, I should say, two of the recruits from the Melbourne Cricket Club?
That's correct. So Travis was originally an under-19 Victorian representative, and he played for the last 10 years at Melbourne Cricket Club and decided to come across to pursue his career. And Ryan Hartley's a Melbourne Grammar boy who's a talented left-hand bat. And again, he's gone up to Baruga to play some representative cricket. So he's a fantastic prospect, and we're hoping to see if he can play some high grades with us this year.
Now, I get lots of emails coming across my desk being in charge of administration of the club, and a lot of them come from overseas interests. But for some reason, I took notice of one from Arjun Dahl. What can you tell me about him?
Yeah, Arjun came about 3 weeks ago. He came to a training session and stood out. He's a very balanced and very organised top-order batsman. He's played, speaking to him the last few weeks, I found out that he ended up playing under-18 cricket for Kent and spent a long time playing in some minor county leagues in England, and has decided to come out to Melbourne to study. He's studying business and IT. So a very switched-on cricketer who's made a big step to come to play in Paran. But he's fitted in. He's a lovely fellow, and we're hoping that he could take that position in the senior grades as an opening batsman.
You mentioned David Hemp at 43. He's a veteran, but by hell, he's got some experience behind him.
Well, I'm sort of hoping at some point in the year to have Hempy and Bryce run off in a 100-metre sprint, the two 40-year-olds part of the club. They're both extremely fit, and Hempy's exactly the same as Bryce. He's been leading our runs. He's extremely energetic and enthusiastic. But just in terms of what he brings to the club, we've had team meetings where Hempy's ran the batting sessions and worked on what has been successful for him and for the first-class clubs he's been around. So in terms of most clubs, you don't get that experience. So to have Hempy to come across and take on a coaching role, but at the same time be putting his hand up to be a top-order batsman, it's really exciting stuff.
One exciting prospect that we saw quite a bit of last season is the 16-year-old Sam Grimwade.
Yeah, very exciting. It's actually hard to believe he's 16. When he trains, he's such a mature boy, but he's away at the moment with the Australian under-19 teams playing in Sri Lanka, and just last night took himself a threefer. So he's a very talented off-spin bowler, and rumour was he did play a couple of sweep shots, so it's exciting that his batting's coming along as well.
All right, now as far as the captains are concerned at the club, it's Sam Coates again who'll take the honours. We're not sure about the seconds and thirds. They're yet to be appointed, but they will be in the next 24 to 48 hours, I'm told, and Daniel Barnes will do the fourth 11 race.
Yeah, that's correct, and this club's in a very lucky position that we've got not only the four captains that will be put in place, but we've got a strong group of leaders around the club, and that comes from a mixture of experienced cricketers as well as junior leaders who have captained representative sides. But we're a very close-knit club, and I think that the leaders shone through, and it always comes from the top, and Sam's a fantastic captain and leader. and even tonight led most of the discussion as part of the playing group.
You tuned to the first edition of True Blues Radio. We're here with yours truly, John Zarbin. We've got Rhys Adams in the chair as well, alongside him, my co-host, who'll be with us each and every edition right throughout the whole new 2014-15 season. So the boys, well, they're up against Monash Tigers across the weekend. It is a 10 a.m. start due to daylight saving, Rhys, on Saturday for both first and second grade. In the thirds and fourths, it's an 11 o'clock start. Now, the firsts are off to Centre Reserve in Waverley.
Crosstown rivals, and I'm glad you mentioned the daylight saving. I think some of the boys may need a wake-up call at some point in the night to get us going. But Monash Tigers, very strong side and always led well by Alan Wye. So it'd be a very, very close game, and they're strong across all four grades. So I know the boys talking about it tonight. They're very anxious to get out and play the first game, weather permitting, of course, and hopefully it's all good Friday and into Saturday.
All right, and the seconds are at Toorak Park for those people that are lurking around the city of Stonington. Get in and have a look at some of the young talent on offer. And of course, on Sunday, it's the inaugural team, the Paran Ladies, in the firsts. Well, they'll step out onto Toorak Park for the first time in Paran colours. And, well, there's a wealth of experience there, Rhys, isn't there, with the girls who have been busy as well. Out of that squad that we have at Paran, four or five have represented Victoria or higher.
That's correct, and we've actually had three internationals from the ladies group. So it's a really exciting venture for the club and for the girls across from Brunswick Park to come together. And we've had quite a few sessions together, and we went down to Mornington where we had our 2-day camp, and the girls came with us, and it was really good to mix with different cricketers of different backgrounds, and we all came together. And from that, we've had a couple of training sessions, and each Thursday the males and females will be training together at Toorak Park, which is an exciting venture for the club.
Some of the girls to watch, we've of course got Elise Villani, Victorian and Australian player. Emma Inglis, involved with the Victorian Spirit, as we all know. Kathleen Hemstall, another state representative as well. They call her the Big Red. And of course, Nicola Bolton and young Hancock as well. So, plenty to look forward to, Rhys.
That's right, and even more so, they've got some really exciting junior girls coming through, and with a big pathway that's been set up in our area that, you know, over the next few years, the ladies' cricket clubs is going to keep building and building. And with Mike coming on board as coach, you know, again, he's had a lot of experience with cricket, and we've had quite a few sessions as well from myself and James and even some of our younger cricketers from Adam Hutton, Steve Singh, Nathan McNally. So the girls are a very, very exciting prospect for us. And I know that they've enjoyed their cricket and enjoyed becoming involved with us this time of the year.
Yeah, no, they're really looking forward to it, and we're looking forward to having them on board for the new season as well. We'll certainly know more about the girls and learn more from them as the weeks do pass. So we will be able to give you a full summary on those ladies' games after next weekend. I know there's a function here at Toorak Park on Sunday to celebrate all that between 1 and 3 o'clock, and it's also past Players' Day as well for those venturing into the ground after 3. You can head upstairs into the Ian Crawford room and watch it from one of the great vantage spots in Premier Cricket. Not forgetting Thursday night, Rhys, it's a big season launch as well. Ahead of the weekend, we've got Dav Watmore, one of our favourite sons, the True Blues' favourite sons, coming down to be a guest speaker as well. There'll be plenty of good Indian curry being served by one of our great sponsors as well, Karim from the Moti Mahal restaurant in Malvern. So it should be a great night.
Yeah, it's always great listening to Dav. He's a wonderful speaker who speaks very, very highly of his time at the club. So it'd be great to listen to some of his stories that he shares from his playing time here. But our Thursday night dinners doesn't get much better than a nice little curry from Moti Mahal. So, you know, the more the merrier, and we'll end up filling out the club rooms very quickly.
Rick, thanks for being a part of it tonight. Good luck across the weekend, and we look forward to catching you up with you in the next 7 days or so to give you, our followers, another summary of True Blues Radio.
Thank you very much, Zabi, and it's nice to start the radio show, and it'd be nice to see some faces in the next couple of weeks.
Rhys Adams, thank you.